it down, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, what's poppin'? It's the Kid No Wells right here. And right now, you're listening to the number one internet radio.
What the hell was that?
What was that?
Let Bow Wow on the show.
I have no clue. Who in the hell would want little Bow Wow on their show anyways?
I would.
That was hilarious. That's because you're weird Canadian.
Only if you brought Omari on with him, though.
Right.
Or kill it to be Mayweather.
Evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection. And that's how we're going to start the show, that you could be in for a long, long show. I can guarantee you that right now. Joining me tonight, ladies and gentlemen, as usual, let me run them down. First of all, is Tyler Bikes Personal Stalker, Trista Timpson. And then we have Rob Van Dam's favorite supplier of hilarity, that is, Nikki Haman. And finally, the man, the myth, the legend. He's so cool that he only needs two things in his name, D2.
And you know what, Robert? We're gonna pause the show right there just for a second, because you know what? We've already started off the show on a little bit of a rough note, but it's right now, time to bring it back out of this rough spot. Ladies and gentlemen, something that every single one of you needs to hear right now.
All right, what needs to be heard right now?
You know, it didn't always used to be this way. I never used to be so bitter and angry. But good things inevitably go bad, and the grass always seems to be greener on the other side. But after attempt, after climb after climb, after pursuit, one thing that I've come to find out is not only is the grass not greener, sometimes there's no grass at all. It wasn't always this way. I used to be such a loving guy. But things change and they evolve and they grow. Just as life changes, evolves, and grows, just as I change, evolve, and grow. Like a young caterpillar destined for metamorphosis and change, I too had and still have a nest egg. A metamorphosis and change, an evolution and growth, a progression of improvements that allows me to transcend the ordinary in order to cultivate, create, and pursue the extraordinary. This is my vision. This is my prophecy. Can you see my vision? Can you believe my prophecy? Can you survive my world? I could have adhered to the status quo. I could have blended into the surroundings and done what was considered to be the norm. But what would be the fun of that? What would that have done for me? Or for me? What would that have done for you? What would that have done for the dear, sweet fans? Fans of a show whose popularity has of late has skyrocketed to heights that were never thought possible. Why is that? Why all of a sudden has the attention shifted towards this very show? Could it be the witty banter between the guests? Could it be the detailed developed road stories? Could it be the disrespect and malcontent of others? Someone said it's unknown. Well, those who say it's unknown are blind. Those who say it's unknown are deaf. Me, I can see and I can hear. I've seen the reviews and I've heard the compliments. And it all started with a sweet, innocent, beautiful girl. The revolution that I spoke of over a month ago all began with a Canadian invasion. And it built from there. While this Canadian invasion of Trista and Lucas went to the forefront and made things seem the norm, I sat back and waited for the right moment to release a true charismatic enigma upon the world. And when this true charismatic enigma came forward and made the trio complete, the people knew they had something. They knew they were listening to a gold mine. They knew who the real real stars were. Who is D2? A question with no definitive answer for D2 is a puzzle. An enigmatic expression of energy with a concussion of a charisma. The adrenaline pumping, get you juiced, jumping, mind-blowing, endorphin, flowing, explosive like dynamite, master of the mic. And through an obsession with professional wrestling, a sick and deranged mind of a young man who thrived on public pain and punishment of others began to grow. And through the public pain and punishment, the one thing that's always been the same is that I have never been a pawn in someone else's game. So why would the North American Russian connection be any different? Just a guest? Oh, no, 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 my friend, so much, much more than that. From the NAWC, the puppet strings were always pulled by a puppet master. A master of ceremonies, if you will, who derived entertainment from the chaos and commotion through the world of professional wrestling. A sick and twisted, manipulative and maniacal mystery of a man mesmerized by misery and enthused by excitement. Do you get it now? Can you read between these lines? Can you decipher this message? If what is said is true, then responsibility must be taken. And responsibility must rely on me. No. It must rely on us. My project, DCA. The responsibility of the success of the North American Wrestling Connection rests on the shoulders of three people who all share a common vision. And on Sunday, March 30th, that vision comes to life. That vision is given to the masses. That vision is made a reality. Where DTA Radio will bring forth the revolution that has been a long time coming. Join us. Join us in our vision. Make your voices heard.
Well, you heard the message. I guess we wait until March 30th to find out the answer.
Actually, I'll do you one better. You'll wait 20 minutes for the definitive answer.
Uh-oh.
Now, as you were saying, Robert.
We're going to expel the virtues of one of the greatest things going today in the WWE.
His name? The wellness policy?
As far as I know right now, he has never failed the wellness policy. And is always guaranteed to entertain you, whether you love him or you hate him. And you can tell him by when he says, Mr. Giant Stupid Lala. That's right. We're going to expel the virtues of one Santino Marella. And why did I decide to do a Santino Marella special tribute? Well, here's some brief moments from last night from Monday's Raw.
If you want to do commentary, you just sit down and I'm trying to enjoy this match. And I'm going to enjoy my Subway sandwich while I'm watching.
You need a Subway sandwich, Jerry. You look a little bit chunky today.
Yeah, I was very impressed with Maria's Playboy.
Again, with the Playboy. Jerry, you're pushing my pace too much to level.
The Cougar.
Those girls win because they cheat.
What?
They win only because they cheat. You think cheap shot, cheap shot. Playboy girls are cheap winners and losers. They cheat. That's the only way they can win. They associate themselves with the garbage people, and they become garbage people themselves.
Why don't you just get out of here?
Yeah,
I'm ready.
Hey! You look. Oh.
the greatness that is Santino Marella.
If this doesn't lead to a Subway sandwich on a pole match, I riot.
Well, knowing how creative the writing staff for Raw is, I think you'd get your wish.
Good.
I find the funniest part of that entire segment was the fact that Victoria also got to take a great big bite out of that sandwich.
Yes.
Yeah, she did.
Give me that.
Nom, 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 nom. Oh, wait, wrong website.
What do you think this is? I can have cheeseburger.com?
I can has cheeseburger has attacked a message board that I'm on, and I'm waiting to get banned for it.
I want cheeseburger.
I'm hungry.
I just had pizza.
I just didn't have a hamburger. I didn't have any cheeseburger rolls.
I could really go for some wings. We're getting sidetracked.
But,
stop it.
Well, why not have a delicious Subway sandwich? Oh, wait, Santino might steal it from you.
Then I would have to slap the man.
I probably don't trust Italians, even fake Italians.
You mean even Salvatore Sincere?
What, that jobber? Tom Brady jobber?
Oh, come, if you're going to mention an Italian, at least mention Claudio Castagnoli.
He's French. He's from Switzerland.
Yeah, he's French.
He's
better.
He was Italian.
No.
There's a big difference between French and Italians.
But he has a backbone. There's no way he can be French.
Yeah,
I thought he was Hold on. I thought he was the Swedish money-making machine.
Exactly. In Switzerland, people speak French.
And as you know, ladies and gentlemen, Santino Marella, greatness personified, and also Claudio Castagnoli, but since I haven't seen much of Claudio's work, that's why it was Santino.
My faux pas has shown you just how much I've seen of Claudio.
Oh, yes. Maybe I should tell people how to interact with the show. It's been about 12 minutes since we started the show.
Yay.
All right, nowhere to call in. It's 1-646-716-9678. We also have the chat room open and available for everybody to type in comments, questions, what have you. And not only that, just kick back and just have a good time with us blathering about a whole bunch of stuff.
Yay, blathering.
Expect some great stuff kind of tonight. Visions for the Future will take place later on. And we have a new permanent feature on the show. The Moron of the Week.
I figured it was my random ramblings.
That's right. We'll have a doozy for the Moron of the Week later on in the show, don't we, Nikki?
We do. We do.
I thought so.
Party again. I'm hanging up.
No. Trust me, it's not just party because I'm on your side about that, Krista.
I didn't.
Who I think it might be. She's still hanging up.
Yes. If it's someone
no, she won't hang up on this one.
Well,
I guarantee you, she won't hang up on this one.
She'll keep interrupting. If you keep interrupting her, she will.
Yeah, I was kind of talking, but whatever. I'm used to it by now. I just chalk it up to you guys being American, so I'm good.
I tried to get Lucas on the show, but he couldn't make it.
He's Canadian.
I'm outnumbered today.
Are you?
Is there any other Canadians in here?
At least there's another, at least there's two women on the show, right?
And, true.
I'd make a joke, but never mind.
Shut up, Steve.
Good
no,
thinking.
It's not going on.
We have, by the way, I want to plug next week's show, a special two-hour show. And it's going to be a great two-hour show. We're going to have the second edition of Around the Horn.
Yes.
Cool.
We're going to have our WrestleMania predictions.
Huzzah.
We're going to have a new Moron of the Week. And what we're going to have is a draft. we're going to also do another prediction, round of predictions, but this one is the special spring cleaning edition.
Oh, man, I thought the spring cleaning was this week. I just made my list.
Nope, it's next week. They normally do it after WrestleMania.
Yeah, well, hell.
I'll keep it handy.
One piece of news that came out today was Vince McMahon got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yay.
Good for Vince. I'm surprised he came to one.
Yeah, because he did a lot. He's done quite a bit for television, actually. Revolutionized the way we look at professional wrestling on TV at the moment.
Longest-running original cable show on television.
Yes, the longest-running cable show on television, which would be Monday Night Raw, which has lasted for 15 years. Owner has created big pay-per-view business with WrestleMania and Survivor Series, SummerSlam, Royal Rumble. The Big Four actually make the most business, where he's guaranteed at least 500,000 buys for each.
On a good year.
Even on a bad year, they still get that many amount of buys.
Although 500,000 on a Mania is disappointing. They're shooting for 1.2 million this year.
Yeah
it's
got to make that money.
Got to ha-ha for the dollar. Anyways, let's talk about Raw. Chris Jericho's the champion, and we had the Big Show on his highlight reel to start off the show. And Big Show put down Y2J, saying that he's good, but couldn't beat the Big Show, so what chance does Mayweather have? Yes, that feud's going on, and good news about that feud. Shane has been given complete control over that feud, and right away he wanted Big Show face, Mayweather heel. And now he's got that wish. There has been the reverse.
That's because the fans weren't about to cheer a boxer.
Mm-mm. I think the only boxer I actually ever cheered was Butterbean.
Yay, Butterbean. I don't know, who did Ali fight? Ali fought somebody back in the day.
Gorilla Monsoon.
Isn't it
Ali? No, Bark Gunn got killed by Butterbean.
That was so funny.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, for internet quick internet heat taping results, Kozlov beat Crazy in a dark match. Duggan beat Haas. Birchall beat Val Venus. D.H. Smith beat Highlander Ruby, and Melina beat Mickey.
Again.
Mm-hmm. We will have Big Show Jericho later on. Are you guys still there?
I'm here.
Alright, cool. Just dropped all of a sudden. I don't know why. All that good stuff. Snoop Dogg was on Raw tonight cutting a promo saying, trying to hype WrestleMania and saying that Maria shouldn't have shown her chesticles to the world, and then stopped in his tracks and said, hold on a minute. Dog, I can't do this. And then out comes our hero of the week, Santino Marella.
The fact that Snoop Dogg went boobies, hilarious.
That's what I thought was so funny, was that, like, when you actually saw, like, the Bristol board that Santino had, it actually said boobies on there, and I was like, oh, man, that's just comedy right there.
And thus, Santino has been indoctrinated in Nikki's list of lexicon, I believe.
What's that? Cantonese?
Yep.
I've got to double check if that's actually in the dictionary. Give me a second. I think
in
I might have forgot to put it in.
After I gave it to you.
Well, I reiterate, you know, it has to be something that I actually use in my normal vernacular. You can give me anything you want, but if I don't say it myself, it shouldn't be part of the lexicon.
Nikki's using big words. I'm scared.
If you've never heard me say it, it shouldn't go into my dictionary. How's that?
Well, we've heard you say it, get the hook.
And even then, I stole that from somebody else who stole it from somebody else. And it goes all the way back to vaudeville.
Ready for vaudeville.
Although I did put new ones in there, such as, let's see, tribute and prayer, who let so-and-so in here, now we know he's here, heel stall, goozle, what was the other one, Captain Insano.
Captain Fox.
Anyways, we had a Money in the Bank warm-up match. Punk defeated Carlito, which means he's going to have momentum going in, but that got all is going to get drained, I bet.
What's going to make the Money in the Bank interesting, if you go look at the seven people involved, you realize there's only two faces in there?
Right. Yeah, the rest are heels. Morrison, Benjamin, Carlito, MVP, and Kennedy. The only faces are Punk and Jericho.
And think about the handicap rule in that manner.
Yeah, we'll get to that next week.
All right.
Of course, on Raw... From Lafayette, Louisiana, it was going to be Triple H taking over the GM duties, so he booked John Cena and Randy Orton versus the entire Raw roster.
Yay.
Now, granted, when all of us saw this, we're like, oh my God.
I wasn't
like that.
Neither was I. I was actually very excited for this.
I knew this would be a beautiful, beautiful train wreck of a match.
I had this down as a match of the year candidate.
Oh, no doubt.
I was for it.
Right.
Courtesy of the evil Dr. Levesque.
And we'll get back to that match later on in the show. As we know, a new match has been added for WrestleMania. It's JBL versus Finlay.
Brutal.
Huh?
That will be a brutal match in more ways than one.
I would like to think it would be up there in brutality with the Finlay Regal match from Uncensored 96. And that would be a fantastic match. Anyways. JBL cut a promo about Finlay, and then he said he'd do something for the hour, so he scoured everybody and called it ECW's Colin Delaney to the ring.
Oh, it's rooting
and Delaney lost.
Oh.
It's the backstage politics down. I blame Triple H.
So holding him down.
Call it whipwreck.
Right. And I can't make out the name for this chat room member. Let me just squeeze my eyes down and squint.
Nikki's Bear?
I think I know who that is.
Nikki's Bear is what it says.
Is it a bear that you happen to own and can type on computer?
Give me a second. What is Nikki's Bear saying?
That's why Triple H is called the Cerebral Assassin.
Ah. Although I think I know who it is, and I'm trying to find out in a moment if I may for the panel. Bear is the nickname of my boyfriend / bodyguard / chauffeur / and he even refers himself to as my Sherpa.
I have no problems with that. And you heard the next match that was on the show from Raw. in the brief snippet earlier in the show about Santino Marella's sandwich stealing a JR's sandwich. Oh! And Candice Michelle got injured.
Again.
Big flip surprise.
So what are the odds that Candice gets replaced and who comes in to fill in?
Well, Ashley was sent home, so we can't use her.
Christy
cares.
Is in TNA.
Tori's still
I have an idea. Bunny Mania. Maria versus three other people. Fatal 4-Way. Put the women's title on the line. That's how you save it.
That's how you save it if you're smart.
It's too cool to work.
I'm into logic.
As an actual fan, you save it by putting more girls with giant boobs in the match and then having them turn around a lot.
Yeah.
Why do you?
Then you could just go to the scores down the street from the Orange Bowl.
Yay.
They're young kids. They can't buy Playboy. It was really disturbing. I saw SmackDown like 3 years ago, or 4 years ago, I guess. It'll be in like June or whatever. And actually, there's like an 11-year-old beside me during the SmackDown, and he was looking at Tori's Playboy because her first one just came out or something like that. And I was just like, holy crap, that is so gross.
I think we found Maria's new partner, Tori Wilson.
She's healthy, her back is bothering her.
Right.
Good. Keep her off.
All right, then...
You realize this means they're going to have to go into the archives and knock the dust off of either Sable or China, right?
No, they won't bring in China unless she's completed rehab, which she desperately needs.
Screw that, it'd be hilarious.
And Sable's already burnt her bridge again. I guess she would have to go farther back. More knows we don't need Mae Young doing a WrestleMania.
Yay.
Oh, come on.
I would, oh my God. Oh, that's beautiful. Her and Maria, oh God.
Mae Young and Maria in a match, I'd buy it.
It's just the match been getting worse. Anyways, and speaking of getting worse, Kim Kardashian talked about hosting WrestleMania 24.
Who is she?
Yeah, who is she?
What?
Porn tape. Another one of the porn tape women who got a reality show on E.
How?
She did porn?
Yeah.
That's it?
Pretty much.
Homemade porn tape. Well, it says here that only cool people will be allowed in. Well, that puts me out.
Yeah, Robert, you're screwed.
I'm on the list. Sorry, guys.
I might have a... I have an in.
Gee, thanks. And Big Dick Johnson showed up. I wonder where in the hell he went.
Back to the writing desk.
Right. Kim Kardashian said, no way, he's not going to WrestleMania. Thank God.
Well, he'll still show up in a backstage.
He's disappointed when he comes in as my guest.
No reason.
Mm-hmm. And then, the main event. John Cena and Randy Orton versus the entire Raw roster.
It had the greatest ring entrance ever. Because it's one thing to hear that, but it's... And you should literally go a 17-on-2 handicap match.
Yes.
That makes you realize the Raw roster is pretty thin.
Yeah, there's only, what, 19 people? 20 if you count William Regal.
Well, it's still Regal, Michael, Flair, I guess you could count, Show, Jericho, basically anyone that already did something.
Yeah.
Except for Brian Kendrick. Apparently he's a dick.
Yeah, his ass can get kicked again.
That match had, without a doubt, one of the single best tag team spots I've ever seen, and I didn't expect to see this kind of cooperation with Cena and Orton. When Cody Rhodes hits off the ropes, Cena grabs him in a crossbody, throws him in the air, Cena gives him, or Orton gives him an RKO. That was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Hate to say it, it was nice.
It was a... Mm-hmm.
And then Umaga hurts everybody. Rawr. I'm Bowser Black.
No, he's more like a Master Hand or Crazy Hand.
I've got to say that...
Santino, he was Bowser.
The Samoan Bulldozer. You're right, you're right. He is Bowser.
Yay, I'm right. Everyone heard him say it, I'm right.
It's recorded.
Yes, D2, you're right.
My cookie.
Oh, no. What
did you say? My hero cookie.
My ego.
All right, here's who got eliminated. Cena Pin Morella, Trevor Murdoch submitted to the SDFU. John Cena pinned Kate after Randy Orton RKO'd him. Cena pinned Robbie McAllister after a flying leg drop. D.H. Smith got jobbed out through an FU. Randy Orton pinned Bob Burchell via an RKO. Pinned Val Venus after an RKO. Pinned Cody Rhodes after that amazing combination of FU RKO combo. And then all hell broke loose, and Triple H came out and pedigreed both Randy Orton and John Cena in the middle of the ring.
Well, just wait. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You're going a little bit. You forgot one of the other best spots ever. Right after hell broke loose, you got JBL, you got Umaga in the ring. JBL grabs a chair, goes and hits Orton, and boom, hits Umaga. He just stands there and looks at him. It's like, you dumbass.
It just grabs Randy Orton and then nails him.
Super spike, and then flails his arms and chases JBL. Like a big fat man should.
And just cue the Wile E. Coyote music. They went that what should go with that.
Right.
Now I'm
and
gonna.
That's what happened on Raw.
Yeah, I'm gonna insult a few people that were in the chat room I was in during SmackDown, who probably are not in the chat room at tonight's show. You guys are class acts. We actually had a discussion that some people that I know were upset that Cena and Orton were that successful against so many people. I told them because, A, we had all these heels that were actually following the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And B, they were all victims of the B-card rule. No amount of B-carders with apologies to JBL and Umaga are going to beat a pair of main eventers. Ever.
True.
I don't know. There is the Kai and Tai Brooklyn Brawler amendment to that rule.
Okay.
Yeah, Kai and Tai and the Brooklyn Brawler versus Triple H from 2000.
Were they almost succeeded, or did they?
They did.
Brooklyn Brawler got the pin on Triple H.
Okay. I could use Shelton Benjamin as a more current example, but it's one of these things where if you put him in a situation like this, more often than not, the A-carders are going to prevail.
Mm-hmm.
So, I didn't have a problem with the match, but I know a lot of people who did.
Right. Okay, and we have some big TNA news. We got this from WrestleZone.com. That's where the article is. The last two papers are now officially in the hands of TNA's office regarding racism towards Conan. In addition to the main issue of him being held back due to racism and discrimination, Conan also had other topics in the lawsuit as well. Promises that were made to Conan regarding his hip replacement surgery are also a key subject addressed in the lawsuit. The fact that they said that they would help pay him, they would help pay for the surgery and didn't, in addition to them not helping Ron Killings with his surgery, yet help paid for Scott Steiner's recent operation, is also more leverage Conan plans to bring up. Several names are mentioned, including Jeff Jarrett, Dutch Mantel, Vince Russo, Terry Taylor, and others. WCW's old racial lawsuit has been mentioned as well to support Conan's argument against Vince Russo and others. Drug usage within the higher-ups and TNA is also messaged. TNA now has 30 days to respond to the suit. Conan stated that they could settle out of court or, of course, go to court, in which case he said things will definitely get messy. Thoughts?
Conan has a point, but it's something that he's got to realize with this business. There's nothing that, you know, unless he had something in writing from TNA about his surgery, they're not, you know, he doesn't have a leg to stand on, pardon the expression. Okay, yeah, I know, that was horrible. You can boo me if you need to.
No, that gets a cheer. Because I was going to say the same thing.
You know, no offense to Conan, but sorry about your damn luck.
Yay, Cowboy Joe.
Next.
Get me a beer.
Right.
I can see this being settled out of court as long as it involves a medical bills on a pole match. Or better yet.
Better yet, stop.
A mystery medical bills on a pole match. We got four poles. We got four envelopes. One of them has medical bills. We have like giant weird like stipulation things like Luther must suck Vince Russo's toes, something like that.
Yo.
Huh? Something completely stupid. And then one of them has a world title shot. They're just out like crazy nowadays.
Okay. And we have some more TNA news for you about the lockdown
about
pay-per-view.
Trista, did you have anything to add?
What?
Did you have anything to add?
To Conan?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he has a good case because I even remember reading that, like, TNA gave Sanjay Dutt the same deal where it was like, we'll help you pay for your surgery for your shoulder, but you need to pay us back. And they did it to Sanjay, who, I don't know if it's obvious or not, but he's not white. And if they did it to Conan and they did it to Ryan Killings, but then they paid for Steiners, and I think he has a good lawsuit on his hands.
Okay.
And
now you make me. I'm sorry, Trista.
I was done.
Okay. You may continue with the entitlement.
Okay, I wanted to mention something that you brought up there. I mean, in a way, yeah, it can be derived as the race issue, but if you look at it from, like, a fan's perspective, you've got Sanjay Dutt, Ron Killings, and Conan, and then there's Scott Steiner. Now, out of all four of those, which one's an actual recognizable name? Which one's an actual
Steiner.
Money name? Exactly.
Well, yeah, Steiner.
Steiner, because from what I remember, wasn't his surgery like a life-or-death surgery?
Yes.
Whereas Conan is a hip replacement?
But Conan also had the blood donor to get the hip replacement, though, and TNA didn't pay for any of that either. Or he had, like, a kidney fusion or something like that,
kidney transplant.
Yeah.
Right.
And TNA didn't pay for that either. He had to go down to Mexico to get it done because it's so much cheaper down there.
Right.
They don't forgive Conan for throwing the shoe as a main move.
It's not just the hip he's had a problem with.
Okay. Moving right along, we have a couple more news bits to get into, then we'll do some visions of the future and the moron of the week. Jay Lethal will defend the X title in the 6-man cage match at the pay-per-view, the X-Skip match. Elimination rules, and then when they get down to the final two, it becomes Escape the Cage. Rumors are stating that we finally get to see the Sanjay Dutt Black Machis Jay Lethal feud.
Mega powers explode. Wait.
Yeah, I called that as soon as I saw the fact that Dutt made it into the match.
Yeah.
I saw that and it's like, oh, wow, so that's what the escape part's going to be.
Mm-hmm. The main pay-per-view, which is Sacrifice, will be in the Impact Zone.
Okay.
That's sort of like a lower tier pay per view, so I can understand why it's going to this Impact Zone. And Karen Angle is not going to be on TV for the next 3 weeks. However, she will be back after the pay per view.
Boo!
I am boycotting Impact now.
Oh my! This whole Karen Angle AJ Styles thing is the greatest thing they have.
Exactly. If they're going to take her off, then I'm not watching.
Oh, we can still champ Princess AJ.
Screw that. Styles.
Oh. All right, now let's get to... Are you ready, guys? Visions of the future.
Oh, that was corny.
Needed more music.
I don't have
sorry,
I forgot to upload. Hold on, do I have...
I'm sorry,
I upload music. Oh.
Desperado. The man walked through the desert.
Seeing visions.
Vince Russo with world title aspirations.
Not allowed. Can't anybody listening?
That was full of wind right there, D2.
So, moving right along. What were you saying?
Time for visions of the future. There's some stuff going on in the world, weird, wacky world of wrestling, and we're going to envision what's going to happen. Okay.
Go for it.
I have them written down right here. Tristan, you're not going to like me for this one, but here's the first one. It's my phone. Somebody's trying to call in through my actual home phone number, so don't worry about it. There'll be a message left. Number one. Jeff Hardy has been suspended for 60 days via the wellness policy. That's a fact. Where do you guys see him 6 months from now?
6 months, that's 4 months back. That puts him September.
This would be coming up on No Mercy.
I see him with the WWE.
Say that again, Trista.
I see him with the WWE still.
And what do you see him doing in the WWE?
I'm hoping they'll do another ladder match at No Mercy for the Terry Invitational Tournament against Edge and Christian and the Hardy Boys, and I hope it's going to be a ladder match.
The TIT tournament to come back to.
Who cares if that was 9 years ago? I want to see it again.
I have a deep, dark vision. It's not pretty.
I don't think we want to know.
We're surfing through the webs. We show up on WWE.com. And it says, Jeff Hardy has been released from the WWE. We wish him well in all of his future endeavors.
Negative Nancy. Negative Nancy.
Okay, if anything, if they release him, they're not going to give him the wished well part. They're probably going to do the Marty Jannetty thing and say, we've severed all ties. Secondly, they're not going to do that.
No. Nikki?
If Jeff Hardy's going to go, and I agree with you too, it's going to be the don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out mail that we're going to get. Jeff Hardy is no longer affiliated with WWE. I don't see it happening. Unfortunately, he's not going to be in any title picture, whether they reunite him with Matt as a tag team, depending on where Matt stands at that point, or he just bounces around in hopes of rebuilding a mid-card on Raw. He's going to be around. We just don't know what else. He's not going to be doing much at that point.
Okay.
I see him actually in a title feud.
Which one?
Him and Matt. He could try and blame Matt for not being there when all this was going down. By now, Matt's got the U.S. strap. We get Hardy versus Hardy.
Love it.
I'd watch it.
All right, that worked. Oh, ladder match. Trista, you mentioned ladder match?
I like these ideas.
God bless Tic Tac Toe 90. We have another vision of the future for you.
Does it involve a pole match?
No. Well, good.
Yay!
in TNA. Roxy Laveau could be entering a feud with between Angelina Love and Velvet Sky. What do you see happening in 3 months between these three? And we're talking Slammiversary pay-per-view.
Opening match that no one cares about as they still look at Charlotte. That's exactly what I think.
I think 3 months is far too long for this feud, and I can see it ending three impacts from now. So I think 3 months is a bit of wishful thinking over there.
I see it ending next week, and they just go, blah, I'm not goofy anymore.
I'm going, whoa, what feud? We'll be like best friends.
We'll take the easy way out. Rusev will say, continuity, fuck continuity, and then get something new. They're all BFFs to go shopping at the mall.
Ah, yeah. No. This is Mean Girls. We're gonna have Roxy beat the crap out of those two, turn face, and actually start talking on the mic.
And have an eyeliner on a pole match.
Shush.
I'm trying, damn it.
He's infatuated with poles, ladies and gentlemen. I'll
right.
leave the joking up
you
to you.
That way.
Now, let's go to Ring of Honor.
I have a feeling we're about to get hit.
Joey Matthews, Tyler Black,
Yay.
Age of the Fall, Jimmy Jacobs, Lacey,
Yay.
And that other girl who joined them.
Okay. Yay.
I envision there's a vision. There, and plus Tyler Black has been made into a main event player. Where do you see the Age of the Fall as a whole at the end of the year?
Well, hopefully dropping the dead weight that is Zach Gowen.
Yeah.
Zach Gowen is dead weight. Oh wait, that's just his leg.
Doesn't have one.
Push the button, Robert.
Fine. Whoa! All right, good. Anybody have any visions?
Tyler Black is champion, of course. God. Guys are morons. No, honestly, though, I hope they do like the whole like Generation Next thing that they did, and that's like they have Jimmy Jacobs as like their leader right now. Generation Next had Alex Shelley, and then Austin Aries ends up winning the title. Tyler Black could end up winning the title, and then poof, he gets caught. He got kicked out. Jimmy Jacobs did, because that's what happened to Alex Shelley. And blah blah blah. Bring back Nana. Bring back the Embassy. We'll party like it's 1999, fools.
I have a vision.
Mine's better.
Joey Matthews becomes a full-time member of Age of the Fall.
Yay.
Joey Matthews and Jimmy Jacobs have the tag team titles for the rest of the year. They are feuding with the No Remorse Corps and the Briscoes.
Woo, Hall of Fame. Man up.
When it comes to Tyler Black, he gets close several times, and at the and at Final Battle 2008, he beats the champion. That champion, the American drag queen, Bryan Danielson.
Yay!
Why do you call him the drag queen when he doesn't even look like one?
It's a nickname for him.
I don't approve.
Nor do I. He's a really good man.
And I don't
enjoy his company.
I haven't seen any of his matches.
He's good people.
He's probably a great guy, but he just knows me the wrong right.
Some people just can't tan, okay? The disorder we have. Some people just can't tan.
I empathize. I can't tan either, but that's not why I don't like him.
Penis. Like a fat, doughy some bitch. Anyway.
And we have one more.
Ow, I just smacked myself in the ear.
This is the last one. We're going back to WWE. 1 month from now. Will Mike Adamly have a job?
No.
None.
Wished well in future endeavors. Okay, that's been Visions of the Future.
He will get an audio, an FU.
Whoa.
Hogan's going to give him a leg drop. I'm going to kick him in the nuts. That guy will give him a one-legged moonsault, and then we'll light him on fire.
And then he goes over to host Gladiators in May. Oh, on that note, Matt Morgan is the new Gladiator.
Yes.
Oh, they did take him.
They did take him,
and
he'll probably use the Gamora name that he has been using in Japan.
It's either going to be that or...
Or what?
He's either going to use the Gamora name or just go by Stutters. One of the two.
Hush.
Whoa!
Thank you, Mr. Seidelman.
I love drawing that out.
Yes.
Did I just make
and with the Tecmo Super Bowl fumble, that means it's time for our newest regular segment on the show, the Moron of the Week. This is for any wrestler inside or outside the ring. And this one's kind of personal for one of our panelists, so I'm going to let them take the floor.
Zach Gowen's a douche.
Not Zach Gowen.
Sorry. I have to
go. Nikki has this one covered, don't you, Nikki?
I do.
Nikki, take it away.
Thank you. A couple of years ago, I had the opportunity to attempt to put on an independent show. I was very excited about this. I was working with another gentleman that I had been doing a radio show since that previous December. We had made arrangements for talent. I had actually made a phone call to Michigan to some wrestlers to come down and do a show. We had a ring being supplied to us free of charge from another unit in Austintown, Ohio. We had a facility. All he had to do was advertise the show. Our show had more wrestlers than fans. We made maybe $100, and that all went to a furious celebrity guest who will remain nameless because he is not the moron of the week. Needless to say, no one got paid. And in the chaos, this promoter took whatever he had left and ran, which we also believe included a set of tag belts that he never paid for, possibly an iPod, and two or three other things. This man had committed career suicide, and we told him as much. I thought he was pretty much out of my life. He IMs me periodically, and I would simply tell him that he needed to pay me, he needed to pay my friends in Michigan, and he needs to hand over all of the audio information that he had when we were doing the radio shows, plus the other half of the videotape, event. However, I never saw that. I never saw any of that, and I'll never see the money. The money wasn't important. The footage was. Unfortunately, he seems to have made other poor decisions in his life. As I get a message from some friends that he was picked up at a show in Cincinnati. I don't know if this might not be 100% true. But apparently at an XPW show, he was picked out of the crowd by New Jack, who decided he wanted to get back into bounty hunting, had this boy bottled up and shipped back to Summit County on a Tier 3 sex offense. Now, in the state of Ohio, that covers a lot of neat stuff. Rape, sexual battery, aggravated murder with sexual motivations, unlawful death or termination of pregnancy as a result of committing or attempt to commit a felony with sexual motivation. Nice little neat things like that. I thought maybe we don't have the right guy, but I went and looked it up on Summit County, and there he was. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Javon Miller, sex offender. If you ever see this man at a show, call the Summit County Sheriff's Office immediately. I do not want to see this man anywhere near other people, much less other women or children.
Actually, women's not the people that he goes after.
I don't care. He has made his bed. He's not allowed to have anyone sleep in it with him. This is the biggest batch of karmic revenge that I have ever seen on anybody, and he deserved it. So I hope he's rotting in jail someplace.
We'll have more information on that in a future show, so you don't have to worry about that. And, well, the thing was, he was actually a poster on the WrestleCrap forums, and once this news got posted, it was a little bit of a shock.
What happened on the boards with this? I'd like to know.
About 5 hours after it was originally posted, head board op Madison Carter locked it and deleted it.
The thread about this, or just his account?
No, just the thread. I think
okay.
His account is still there. I'll have to re-look it up. Maybe his stuff is still there. I do remember his screen name is Retired After 1600, I believe.
He also posted briefly on the Online Onslaught boards under the handle Real Deal.
That's gimmick infringement. Somebody call RD.
Well, I'll tell you what, the status of it is unknown at this point since the Online Onslaught boards are still down. But I do have more information about that.
Okay,
apparently,
cool.
Okay. Or I don't know if you need that right now or if we should just move on.
We only have like 3 minutes left in the show anyway.
3 minutes?
Two minutes.
Go.
With that said, Javon, a.k.a. Jay Miller, meet my fire-breathing friend. Roasted, toasted, and burnt to a crisp. Enjoy it, dumbass.
We need a happy note to end on.
Want a happy note to end on? I have a happy note to end on. I have
a perfect
happy note for us to end on.
Okay.
Go for it.
Because as I said earlier, I had two bombshells that I was going to drop tonight.
Well, you dropped one. What's the other one?
First bombshell, VTA Radio. The second bombshell, in early May, no set date yet, but with the first week or two of May, VTA Radio was going to have a very special show with a very special guest.
Mega special.
Single, most hated hype man in all of professional wrestling, Ian Caitlin, will be on VTA Radio with us.
Who?
Who?
I hate you people that don't watch WSX.
Oh, drain it out.
Silliest explosions? Okay. That explains a lot.
The most hated hype man in all of professional wrestling, the ring announcer from WSX, Fabian Kalen, will be joining us in my vision on DTA Radio. early May.
I thought the most dated hype man was Don West.
Before his return to the ring at the XPW return show, Cold Day in Hell. Slap my hand.
Now, I heard Rob Black is not handling that one. That is the guy who is actually behind WSX, that Kevin Klein rock.
Yep. And that's why it's going to be a good show.
Uh-huh. And we just ended the show.
Oops. High note.
Well, we ended on that happy note.
That's a good thing.
Uh-huh.
It's safe to say I've been marking out all day.
I heard the XPW show should be a pretty decent show. Should be a mix of the good old XPW stuff. Which, if I remember correctly, they had some pretty good cruiserweights over there. Some pretty damn good action over there.
There's two real big drawing points to the show, in my opinion. Well, three. The fact that Terry Funk is going to be there. The fact that Mustafa and New Jack are reforming the Gangsters for one night only. And the fact that New Jack and Rick Grimes are going to be in the same building. Murder.
Wait a minute. Okay, you said Cold Day in Hell. This aired on. This was taped March 11th.
May 11th.
May
24th. Oh, okay. This is an up and coming show. I thought you were talking about the one they just did one. They just did one like not this past week, but the week before. That was the one that Jay got busted.
No, this is the 24th show.
Okay.
I think that's going to be a really fun show. I actually gave my good friend Tony the WSX DVD for Christmas.
I got it for my brother from Amazon.
I can't watch it even though Death Knight Al's involved.
Tyler Black's in it.
I still can't watch it. Why not? The DVD is much better than the actual series. Because on the DVD, you get classic.
Plus, you could also mute that idiot, Chris Kloss. The guy who tries too hard to be Joey Styles.
And fails horribly. But you still get to hear the beauty that is Red Cat.
Yeah. You know what a failed wrestling show I would like to see?
Glow?
No. MLW.
Don't know that one.
Major League Wrestling. That was done by Court Bauer before he was only like 23, 24, 25 at the time. And it had some big names. He had Terry Funk. He had the Sandman, Raven, CM Punk. Mike Awesome was the champ for a while. They had hour-long TV shows. Produced about 45 of them. They even had Sinister Minister James Mitchell, Mikey Whipwreck, Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels. They had a lot of people. Actually, let me look up for you. Let me bring up Wikipedia. You guys still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What about you, D2?
I'm sleepy. I'm about to get off here. I'm exhausted from marking out.
Okay.
Just got a couple people who are asking me what happened to the show. I told them about Archive.
All right, and I take it back, 34 episodes called Underground TV, which aired in the United States. It featured music by 50 Cent and Powerman 5000, hosted by Joey Styles.
Very cool.
And let's see here. Shane Douglas was a champion. Then it became champion to Satoshi Kojima. Mike Awesome. And Steve Corino was the last champion.
Okay.
They had only one tag team champion and one junior heavyweight champion. And that was C.W. Anderson and Simon Diamond were the tag team champs. And Sanjay Dutt was the junior heavyweight champion.
Cool.
So this was sort of like a new ECW. But it folded after a little under a year, a little over 2 years. The first show was in Philly. Then it moved to New York. Did a show in New York. And then found a permanent home in Florida.
Okay. I think I remember reading about these guys.
Founder Corp Bauer announced an agreement to sell all the assets and properties to WGO Properties based in Asia. DVDs of past Major League Wrestling events are still available through High Spots.
Okay.
Somebody should get a hold of these guys and get episodes of this stuff. Actually, WWE would be hard-pressed to get some of this stuff since Corp Bauer was actually one of their writers, big-time writers at the time, for 2005-2006, early 2006, as a matter of fact. Back when the shows were pretty good.
Depending on who you ask.
I guess we can close the chat room. And I've run out of stuff to say.
All right. I'll just throw in my last thing. We're talking about Old League. I know I can find it. I just haven't gotten up and just done it, but when XWF did all their tapings down in Orlando back in 2001, this was a league that Hogan was rumored to be a part of. This was definitely another one of those who's who's and who's that leagues.
This one was done by Jimmy Hart.
Yeah, Jimmy Hart was involved, and knowing that him and Hogan were tight, we thought Hogan might actually get involved too. I actually attended a few of the tapings, and I knew one of the cameramen that were working there that day. Half the reason I was there was at the time I was looking for Buff Bagwell. Don't ask. And just sitting back and enjoying the who's who and who's that aspect of the series. I know that they're still available out there, and I think it's like $30 for the whole series. I would just like to go find it and see if I can find me in the crowd. Because I'm arrogant like that.
Nice.
So, on that note, yeah, I think I'm going to scoop too. I've got a couple of people online looking for me.
All right. Were you a little bit shocked that Bear actually listened to the show?
Not at all. I invited him.
Oh.
I'm just glad that he was available to listen to it.
Uh-huh.
And, in fact, he's even IM'd me to say I'll have to tune in more often.
Yay, we have another fan.
The other opinion came in also from Colorado. Good show. I didn't understand some of it, but I did enjoy it. He's not a dedicated fan, but this guy and I go back quite a bit.
Cool.
We go back about 10 years, so.
It's amazing. Well, let's wrap it up. All right. Take care, everybody. Good night, Nikki.
Good night, Rob. Good night, everyone.
3 weeks in a row, she blows the joke, ladies and gentlemen. Take care.